When Pope John the 23rd died, his successor, Giovanni Battista Montini, who took the name of Paul VI on the 21st of June 1963, found himself with the delicate task of closing and implementing the Second Vatican Council. He was not always understood.
He was very gentle, and he was a gentleman. Perhaps the world didn't quite understand him.
William Wakefield Baum, created cardinal by Pope Paul VI. The world Paul VI lived in was a changing world, the same inhabited by America's first Catholic president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, with whom he'd met less than 2 weeks into his pontificate.
Standard of living for you citizens.
But while the young American president's world was modern, vital, and projected into the 21st century, the newly elected Pope's world was deeply anchored into the past, rife with pomp and circumstance. A situation Paul VI was determined to change when, in a symbolic gesture, he cancelled one of the Catholic Church's centuries-old traditions by giving away the triple crown. And again, when this last pope ever to be crowned brought it upon himself to become the first pilgrim pope. But despite these gestures of hope, the decade and a half of his pontificate was also marked with a string of situations of conflict for which Pope Paul VI had anticipated an impelling plea for peace in October 1965. As the late Cardinal John Foley recalled,
it was the first visit of a pope to the United Nations. Even some of the people from communist states felt the power of what he was saying.
I'm Veronica Scarsbrick.